Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shvias, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Hamedo Bazesim. You have olive trees too close together, it's a problem. Sometimes there's not enough nourishment that the ground can give to all these trees. So it's kedai to rip out a tree or two so the other ones can grow thicker and better. Then that you wouldn't be allowed to do on Shemitah. But this person is actually thinning out his trees for a totally different reason. He wants the wood. Zakta Mishnah, Hamedel Bazesim, he wants to thin out his olive trees, take out some of the trees, because he wants the wood, which you can do on Shemitah. Beishami, Oimim, the Beishami say, Yogoyim. Okay, but I want you to leave the roots sticking out of the ground. We're not so concerned. People will think he's doing it to thin out the orchard so the other trees will grow better, because that's not so shchiach. So there's no marasayim concern. That's how the Mishnah Rishayim explains it. But I'm concerned for something else. He's doing it for a legitimate reason, to take the wood. But it may look like he wants to root out the trees to be able to plant here on the ground. Therefore, the Bishamai say, Yogoyim, don't totally schlep it out. Leave the roots. The Basil say, no, Yisharish. You can take out the roots. It's too small of an area. I don't think someone's going to be choish at you. You're doing it to plant. You're doing it to use the wood. However, Umoydin, the Basil would be Moydin b'machlik. If it's a large area, if you want to smooth out a larger area, you're taking more trees, Achi Yogur. Then don't pull that all the way. But you can take it down up until the point where you're leaving the roots. If you're leaving the roots, everyone realizes you can't plant here. So Ezu HaMedel, what's called just thinning it out, Echadesh 9, removing one or two trees. HaMachlik, what's called Machlik, where you have a greater area, a smooth area on the ground, which you cannot do, even according to the Beis Hillel, unless you leave over the roots. That's Shloisha Zeh Betzadzeh, three trees, one next to the other one. Bamed Var Memur, when do we say this? Mitach Shaloi. If he's removing these trees from his own field, but if he has some agreement with his friend, and he's taking his friend's tree, so no one's choshesh, he's doing it to make room to plant in his friend's field. So afa machlik, even if it's three trees, one next to the other one, yisharesh, everyone holds that he can actually rip the roots out of the ground. Okay, so thinning out the zesim for the purpose of wood is mutter, but the Bishamai say leave over the roots. People shouldn't think that you're taking out the trees to be able to plant there. The Basil say, one or two trees, don't worry about it. You could even take out the roots. Three trees, one next to the other, you're leaving such a large area. People may think, Taka, you want to plant over here, so leave the roots. But that's only in his own field, from someone else's field. Even three trees, one next to the other, he can take out with taking out the roots. By the way, there is an iser to cut down a fruit tree, even a sakana. Now, there are certain heterim, like if he needs it for the wood, but many people don't want to do it anyway. This is a big sugya that's discussed in the Paiskim, and Shulchan Aruch. I don't want to get into it now, but just know, if you ever want to cut down a fruit tree, some people have a problem if they want to extend their house, and there's a fruit tree there. If you ever want to cut down a fruit tree, make sure you first ask a rav if and when you're allowed to do it.